From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 9th. Riley, July 9th, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Crooked Media, Paul Goster, Plattner drops out of Maine Senate race. Now what? So, I found out that Dan Plummer, also known as Dan Plattner, dropped out of the Maine Senate race. This comes after a recent poll showed him trailing behind the incumbent, Susan Collins. According to a statement from Plattner's campaign, he cited a desire to focus on his family and personal well-being. It's worth noting that Plattner's exit doesn't necessarily mean the Democratic Party's chances in Maine have taken a hit. His campaign was seen as a long shot from the start, and Collins is still considered a formidable opponent. The real question now is who will step up to challenge Collins in the upcoming election. Several potential candidates have already expressed interest, including Maine House Speaker Ryan Fecteau. It's also worth mentioning that Collins' own campaign is likely to be affected by the recent shift in national sentiment, particularly on issues like abortion. A recent Gallup poll found that a majority of Americans now believe abortion should be legal in most cases. The Maine Senate race is still a ways off, but it's clear that the national landscape is going to play a big role in shaping the outcome. Next, second, from Future Doctrina, the decline of strategic depth beyond geography in modern war. The concept is old. The application must be new. Nadia Shadlow, 10 June 2025. We have completely eliminated the very idea of Russia having a strategic rear, President Zelensky told NATO's Summit Defense Industry Forum in Ankara this week. He went on to state that for a long time, Russia believed it had a territorial advantage no one else possessed, a deep rear where it could safely keep military production, military equipment, and everything its war depends on, believing no one could reach them. Up next, third, from Wrong Side of History, Progressive Populism and the National Religion. At the time I first became interested in football, during the Mexico 86 World Cup, the game had reached its nadir. In my primary school, some people even seemed to prefer American football, which was popular enough to have a Channel 4 show. And then, fourth, from Heather Delaney Reese, Trump's disturbing NATO visit exposed something allies already know. At 2:15 p.m. local time in Ankara, Donald Trump stepped out of Qatar's Air Force One and gave the world an image that was hard to explain away. He gripped the handrail, watched each step, wandered off the ceremonial blue carpet, stopped, and had to be physically guided back into place by Turkish President Erdogan. Snap insight. U.S. Iran back to square one with plenty of room for further escalation. 08 July 2026 10:42 p.m. Updated. 08 July 2026 11:19 p.m. This story was first published by CNA Commentary Singapore. At first glance, United States President Donald Trump has dealt a death knell to the ceasefire in the Middle East when he said on Wednesday, July 8, that the Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed with Iran just 3 weeks ago was over. The White House later posted edited footage that removed the moments where Trump appeared lost, but the damage was already visible. Next, fifth, from The Turbulent World with James M. Dorsey. But much like Iranian Supreme Leader Mahmoud Khamenei did when he said he approved the peace accord despite having a different opinion, Mr. Trump did not slam the door shut, even as he denounced Iran's current leaders as scum, liars, and sick. Up next, sixth, from The Wrap, Graham Plattner suspends Senate campaign after rape allegation. Graham Plattner suspended his campaign for the U.S. Senate race in Maine on Wednesday after a rape allegation against him and the loss of key endorsements. The embattled Senate hopeful made his exit from the race formal with a message on X, maintaining his innocence and that the allegations are false. Plattner has not officially withdrawn but intends to file his paperwork before the deadline on Monday, July 13. I know that some will think this is an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not, he said in the video. We're not doing it because of the allegations. And then, seventh, from HD Newsletters, Dark Patterns, Bia 23 Bra B and Analyzing Mosin by Amket Kai 2 Chargers. Opening thoughts. Calling all astrophiles. For the first time, NASA Test Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite mission has identified a planet orbiting a distant star using a new method called microlensing that identifies potential planets as their gravity warps spacetime. Unlike what NASA calls star-hugging transiting planets that TESS regularly reports back, this newfound world is being called a super Jupiter, named Gaia 23 Bra B. Next, eighth, from Sustainable Jungle. Acrylic explained. Acrylic is a cheap, wool-like fiber made from a petroleum-based polymer, so it's essentially plastic. One lab-scale study measured about 730,000 microfibers released from a single wash, which is a clear sign of its shedding problem. The material doesn't biodegrade and there's no practical recycling route, and the manufacturing process can pose health risks for workers. If you already own acrylic pieces, you can cut the shedding by washing them in cold water, using a gentle cycle, and catching the fibers with a microfiber filter bag. Swapping to natural fibers, organic cotton, linen, wool, or recycled blends reduces the plastic load in your wardrobe. France just passed a law that adds a small penalty to ultra-cheap clothing, scaling up to 10 euros by 2030, bans influencer ads for those brands, and forces sites to point shoppers toward repair and reuse. It's a first step toward tackling fast fashion waste, and it aligns with Plastic Free July's push to keep soft plastics out of the waste stream. Plush Beds earned a refreshed rating for its organic latex mattresses and bedding, backed by multiple certifications and a mattress recycling program. I'm also mulling a guide on AI's sustainability footprint. Let me know if that would be useful. Up next, 9th, from the Conundrum Cluster. Disaster. The first book club episode has been delayed until this Saturday. Hey, just heard the first book club episode got pushed back, and the host is really sorry about it. They're in the middle of editing, with roughly 50 minutes of material already trimmed and another 30 to 40 minutes still to polish. The host says the rough cut sounds way off, so they're willing to spend extra time to make it sound smooth rather than rushed. The new launch is now slated for Saturday, and they thank everyone for hanging in there. And then, 10th, from Zeitgeist. Hannelore Kohl and the silence that still surrounds wartime rape. I remember the death of Hannelore Kohl with remarkable clarity. It was 5 July 2001, exactly 25 years ago this week. I was a teenager then, busy with school, friends, and seemingly endless summers. But the news of her death cut through the happy haze. It felt so profoundly tragic. As ex-Chancellor Helmut Kohl's wife, Hannelore's life had never really seemed to have been her own. The years before her death had been marked by public scandals, bad health, and deep depression. That's the day.